Attention passengers, this is your captain speaking. Brace for impact. This is Tom Lewis. In my book, Brace for Impact, I gave you the big picture about the beginning of the crash of the industrial age. Here, on The Daily Impact, we chronicle the downward spiral. Once you notice it, it drives you nuts. Every single news story about how the Russians are interfering with our 2020 election, or for that matter, how they interfered with our 2016 election, shouts about what they planned to do, or attempted to do, or hope to do, or what someone fears they will do. You are not likely to see a single account of what they actually did in 2016, or what they're actually capable of doing in 2020. There's a reason for that. Moreover, dig just a little bit into the fables about Russian machinations worldwide, the poisoning of the Skripals in Britain, of the Russian opposition leader in Russia, the bounties offered for U.S. soldiers in Afghanistan, and what you find, without exception, is an illogical, ignorant lash-up that cannot withstand the simplest of logical questions. There's a reason for that, too. A typical story, this one on CNN, headlines, Russian meddling efforts intensifying as U.S. election nears. Note that, as always, the emphasis is on effort and not results. Okay, what then are the facts supporting the use of the verb intensifying in that scary headline? Well, a Russian man was indicted in Northern Virginia for working to steal personal information that would allow him to open and use fake bank accounts. Note that even here he's accused of trying to do it, not necessarily succeeding. Elsewhere, Lifshitz, that's his name, I'm not making this up, you can't make Lifshitz up. Lifshitz was sanctioned by the Treasury Department for having worked for the Russian Internet Research Agency, a troll farm that in 2016 and now generates stupid political memes on social media. And then CNN quotes Microsoft. Really? We're getting our intel now from Microsoft? As saying the same hackers who hacked the Democratic National Committee in 2016 have recently targeted national and state parties in the U.S. and consultants who work for Republicans and Democrats. Now, I always put hacked in quotation marks in this story because the way they got John Podesta's email password is they asked him for it under some lame pretense, and he gave it to them. Not what I think of as a hack. Note that the verb doing all the work in Microsoft's statement is, again, targeted. Well, then the CNN story refers to evidence revealed in Bob Woodward's new book of the Russians planting malware of some kind in the election registration systems of two Florida counties. But the CIA and the NSA say the malware was never activated, nor were we ever told what it would do if it was activated. And it was done in 2016, so has nothing to do with the scary headline on this story. Well, the reason this story and all the others like it are so vague and devoid of details on what the Russians have actually achieved is that there's no there there. They're not meddling, they're muddling. CNN says they're looking to duplicate their, and I'm quoting CNN here, wildly successful 2016 campaign. For a more rational assessment of that campaign and what it actually succeeded in doing, see my post on Daily Impact from 2.5 years ago, The Russians Are Not Coming. As for the stories being spread about the Russians are doing on the international stage, poisoning people they don't like, offering bounties on American soldiers, few stand up to any critical examination any better than the wildly exaggerated election meddling. It's as if someone set out to make James Bond movie and ended up with Austin Powers. Here's a totalitarian state led by a career officer of the vaunted KGB secret police that sets out to assassinate a retired spy, Sergei Skripal, and later an opposition political leader, Alexei Navalny. The weapon? Allegedly the world's most advanced and deadliest nerve gas. Get a drop of it on your little finger and you're dead instantly. Trained assassins move in, administer the poison, and all the victims survive. Where is Dr. Evil when you need him? There are plenty of sources for the mind-blowing inadequacies of the Skripal and Navalny stories, the Russian bounties stories, and many others, but you have to burrow below the hundreds of Google hits you get from the fawning mainstream media. And you have to use the critical faculties that God gave the average goose. It's worth it, though, to know that the Russians aren't coming. Again. To keep up with the ways our industrial world is falling apart, subscribe to The Daily Impact. To better understand them, the second edition paperback edition of Brace for Impact is now available at Amazon.com. For now, this is Tom Lewis saying, brace for impact.